This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make Mike Tomlin seem a little less important today, because just a few days before they kicked the ball off to hearken in the 2025 season for the Steelers, their captain, elder statesman, and all-pro is still not saying he'll play, even though we all thought peace was restored and everything was hunky-dory when he showed up in pads and started practicing a couple of weeks ago. So here we are. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. Pretty straightforward question to start. How will you feel if Cam Hayward's holdout goes into the season and affects Sunday's game against the Jets when you're already down Derek Harmon, and without him, you'd probably have to give Isaiah Loudermilk significant snaps against a team that Mike Tomlin said was going to run the ball on first down, run the ball on third down, run the ball on fourth down, pretty much run it the entire game, as much as they can, because they have Justin Fields, who is a great running quarterback. 412-928-9370. Hello, Malzi.
Hi.
I will understand if he does. I won't like it. And if I could give Cam Hayward some free advice, it would be this. Don't let a couple million dollars now affect your ability to make millions in the long run, because he is not someone whose earnings in life are tied up strictly with football. He's trying to launch a media career. He's got his podcast going on. I think he'd like to do more than just his podcast over the next few years. And I think his popularity or standing with Steelers fans is going to affect how well those things do. I mean, it's one thing for NFL Network to hire you like they did with Ike Taylor, for ESPN like they did with Ryan Clark, and say, we don't care if Steelers fans don't like you. Tell us how you feel about these games or these players. But his podcast is strictly based, really, on fan downloads and subscriptions and things like that. And I would say 90%, if not more, of those people are Steelers fans. And if you even just go look at the comments that were left on this podcast episode that he posted, it's unbelievably negative. So I think he has a chance, if he does hold out and they were to lose this game, Chris, and the run defense stinks. Like you said weeks ago that you thought maybe his legacy was tarnished in perpetuity or for a long time, maybe forever. This would really drive the nail through if he decides to not play in this game, my opinion.
I think if he doesn't play in this game, I'll be a little bit annoyed, I think is the word that comes to mind, just because, and I'll be puzzled, might be even the better one, but I'll start with annoyed. That's a more inflammatory word.
Even if you take your fan hat off, you'd be annoyed?
Puzzled is more the fan hat off, the what is Cam gunning at here, like what is the strategy?
Because you've been pro-labor for so long on this show,
well, I
don't see non-Steelers fan Mulsey being annoyed by this.
I think it's annoying in the sense that, like, it's very bad strategy. It's annoying and puzzling if you're trying to be strategic, if you're Hayward.
Why is it bad strategy?
Well, because you kind of telegraphed that you were giving up the ghost here and you were coming back and practicing, and that, I think, is a sign of I'm saying uncle quietly, but very clearly in this. The hold in is the whole point. You're, like, you're holding in until you get what you want. When you come back, then it just kind of makes you seem desperate if you're going to sit out again. Like, you thought that they were going to do something for you after you came back and extended an olive branch. They didn't. They're not going to, by the way, unless something percolates up here in the next couple of days. So what exactly are
you
doing?
So you think he should just give up then? Is that what you're saying?
I just think it's strange. I think I'll tell you what I do think is more than anything the case. Now that he showed back up to practice.
Yep.
His teammates, I would assume, unless he explicitly spelled out to all of them in private, I might not play. I'm practicing, but I might not play. I think this is where you risk losing your teammates the way Le'Veon Bell, even though it was a different scenario and he wasn't even under contract, lost some of his teammates.
Possibly.
Where they were all willing to trash him before the start of that season.
I mean, Watt's on his side. I mean, Watt went over to reporters the first day he was back in pads and said he needs paid.
I would love to know if his fellow teammates like think that, hear him say this on his podcast and are just laughing because they know it's all BS and he's going to play. And he's just, you know, kind of having fun with the people like us to just try to get people riled up. Or if they're in the dark. I mean, that's another variable here that I'm kind of scratching my head about. And I am just puzzled because I thought once he came back to practice, that was going to be the end of it for him.
He's already had people that have rooted for him for years and call him like the epitome and embodiment of the Steelers turn and call him nasty things and say that they're done with the guy. I don't think that he would just say this on his podcast for bleeps and giggles just to tick those people off more. I think he's too sensitive or too aware of how he's made fans feel to do that. I think he says that if he actually thinks there's a small chance he would do it.
Well, that gets
and there
to
is
the
a blueprint
point.
For it.
That
Chris.
Gets to the other point, though. How big of a chance is there
well,
that he actually does
I mean,
this?
It worked for Chris Jones. Chris Jones was in this exact situation 2 years ago.
The Chiefs, however, don't have a silly rule like the Steelers do, where if that first game starts, that they shut the door, lock the door, weld the door shut.
But he didn't get a new contract. They did what Hayward wants.
Yeah, but
he just got money moved up.
The Steelers would still be doing essentially the same thing. They would be altering this year's contract.
And you don't think that they would just say, oh, that's not the same thing as getting a new contract.
The Steelers are allowed to make up whatever silly nomenclature they want here. I mean, them getting the risk for him, too, is say he doesn't play. Now, for the record, I think he will play.
Yep.
Say he doesn't.
You think he'll play without any new money?
Yeah,
you think he just caves and man.
I do think he will play.
With no new money. So
correct.
He just loses the stare down entirely.
I think
he's
playing one way or the other, yes. I think he blinks. There is always the chance that they give him more money, but I think he blinks if they don't, and he plays. Because he already kind of did blink. He came back to practice. He just kind of showed up and started working out and doing team stuff again. What if you're on his end of it? You don't have Harmon. You don't have him. But the skeleton crew just stifles the Jets, who want to run the ball, and they just don't run the ball on the Steelers because they can't. You start to lose leverage if you're Cam Hayward if the team comes out of the chute 2-3-0 looks like their run defense is fine.
I think what he would probably do in that situation is just, okay, I lost.
I'm
I'll just
back.
Come back and play week two. Yeah. And what are they going to say? You're not, we don't need you?
So you think the maximum here if the team plays well without him is 1 week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Jones sat the opener against the Lions. Detroit beat Kansas City.
That one well.
Then Kansas City said, oh man, I don't think we can do this anymore. We say uncle. They gave him more money. The Chiefs went on to win the Super Bowl. Everybody lived happily ever after. I mean, if there was ever a time for him to play chicken with the Steelers, given the style of opponent, what they want to do, and their injuries on the defensive line, this would be to get the game to do it. That's why I said I would understand if he had the balls to do it. Because it would be a calculated risk. I lose out on a game check, which is only $70,000+. They can try to tax my signing bonus, toll that. What would that be? 1/18 of $13 million?
It's a little under $100,000.
No, way more.
I'm sorry.
Than that.
No.
It'd be a little
under
less than
a million. Sorry, doing bad math.
Right.
It'd be like 800, 700 grand, something like that.
So, am I willing to bet on myself for around $1 million? Maybe he is.
So, where do you think this is at? I mean, he said nothing new to report, and then they came back around to it and said, so will Cam Hayward be playing? And I guess I could go a multitude of ways about that, too. When he said nothing new, did he mean nothing new? Like, yeah, they didn't give me any more money, so there's nothing new.
Schefter said they're still at a stalemate.
And did he also want to make sure that whoever was that his co-host,
yeah,
asked him that question so that he could leave him hanging there?
I don't know. I watched it, and the co-host was like, seemed like it was a very awkward situation,
like flustered, basically.
Like, didn't know how to segue out of it or how to handle it.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There he goes, Cam Hayward. Mm-hmm.
Like, it seemed like if they had discussed it and were in cahoots with each other, it would have gone over more smoothly than it did.
So that makes me wonder if it's just him messing with people, because, like, I feel...
Why, though? That's so dumb.
I just feel
because of
like
what we just heard with Joe's show.
It's a pretty...
You mess with people
minimal.
In Steelers...
He cares about the money, not whether or not people...
I totally disagree with you on that. You think it sat well with him that for, like, the entire, like, late month of, like, latter part of July, people
it sat
said
well
that
enough that he was willing to do it, or it didn't bother him enough that he was willing to do
what
it.
What do you mean? He backed off of it.
For now, apparently. We don't know. Maybe he's gone right back
to the well.
Well,
now you're talking yourself in circles. So you think this is just complete BS on his part?
I just think he might have been just being flippant about it, but I expect him to play. I have no inside info from his people or from anything else. I just have a feeling he's going to play, and he almost was just saying something. It would seem like,
Chris,
put it this way, it would seem like a smoother move if it had seemed more planned. Like, the guy was asking, and Cam knew it was coming, and the guy was expecting him to say what he said, it would strike me as more, we've talked about this, I need to get this message out there, that's why we're going to do this way. Him being surprised by Cam's reaction makes me think that Cam just surprised him. And I don't think he surprised him by leaving it, like, the door wide open. I think just messed with
the guy. So why didn't Schefter say, hey, nothing to see here. He's not going to get any money, but that's no big deal. He's going to play on Sunday. End of story. Close the book on this. There's nothing left to talk about it. He did not say that yesterday. All I'm saying is, look.
Do you think he plays right now with no new money?
Without no new money?
With no new money, do you think Cam Hayward's playing on Sunday? Nothing happens. They're still at a stalemate. Does he play, yes or no?
I'm going to say no, but I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great either way. I don't feel 100% confident. If he knew he was going to play, why wouldn't he just ease everybody's concerns and say, hey, it's done, I'm out there, and he becomes everybody's favorite Steeler again?
I mean, everyone kind of assumed that and inferred that when he came back to practice. That's my point.
Yeah, and we're having to infer it because he won't talk other than on his podcast. He has not talked to reporters since he gave, like, his impassioned plea for why he thinks he deserves more money. He's obviously a media-friendly guy. If he thought he could put out the fire, he could stand in front of Kabali, Jeff, and those guys for 5 minutes and say, look, I'm done. Let's get back to football.
If he doesn't play
Let's
and they
make
lose,
it about football again.
If he doesn't play and they lose and the Jets run it pretty successfully, maybe not Ravens in the playoffs successfully, but they're able to move the ball on the ground, who do you blame more, Hayward for sitting or the team not giving in?
I would probably blame the
bigger villain?
I think that there's blame to spread around, but I would probably put more on the team because I think it's easy to just move the money up. Just do it.
Well, it's easier
just
now.
Just give them the extra $5 or $6 million.
I'll tell you why it would be easier now to do that, because it doesn't appear that they're going to be earmarking any of that money that they have laying around for a wide receiver too.
Yeah.
Like, more stuff's come and gone on that front where I would think if they were waiting around to see if somebody manifested who they wanted
to
pay.
And Chris, if you did that and you wanted to trade for somebody mid-season, it's not like giving this money now to Hayward would prevent you from doing that either. It's not a one or the other proposition. It's not pick one. Either give Hayward some more money to put a smile on his face, or, hey, if a wide receiver becomes available in October, we can trade for him, but only if we make Hayward suffer and play. Not suffer, but, you know, be disgruntled and unhappy with his current situation. So, 412-928-9370. Donnie, how would you feel if he doesn't play on Sunday?
I'd be pretty disappointed if he doesn't play. I fully expect him to be out there. He's one of the few guys, when it comes down to rubber meeting the road, that he would be on the field. He's gone about this in such an odd way. Like, he had the whole thing, and I know that you've pushed back on this because the Steelers don't do incentives because they live in the Stone Age when it comes to their contracts.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he came out and said the whole thing about, well, if I have the All-Pro year, I'm going to go right back to the table. I mean, that's something you put in writing. That is the thing he and his agent fouled up. Then he goes back to practice silently. Like, nothing has changed, but here he is. Hold-in looks to be over. I fully expect him to be out there.
And if he's not, you're just like, you understand it because it's the business of football. You're going to be like, F this guy at that point.
I think that would be really the point. If people haven't turned on him already, I think
that... How about
that,
you, though?
I'd be pretty upset if he didn't play. I'm not going to lie. Like, the fan in me would be like, all right, this... I understand a guy wanting more money. I'll be supportive of that. The way he went about it, he messed up at two pretty major points.
Yeah.
And now, here we go. They're playing real games, and he's not out there.
I just think the Chris Jones thing is relevant because I think that's the one guy he compares himself to. And the guy
had
did,
Chris Jones just signed the contract the previous year?
I don't know that. I don't think so. But he saw a guy basically say, screw it. You want to see what life is like without me? Get a taste for it. See how it goes.
Here's another.
And it worked in the player's favor.
What if this is Cam's last-ditch Hail Mary? Our friend Fake John in Robinson, who loves these sort of back and forth, said it's a plant by the player and the agent. They could have cut it from the podcast and the editing process
100%.
Very easily.
That's right, Chris.
Agent. Well, it's not my idea. I got to credit old Fake John. He said he also probably had his agent leak to Schefter, making sure that this got out there and did the rounds. So that would support maybe an idea that A, he's actually playing on not playing, or B, he knows that these go right up to the 11th hour with the Steelers. When did Watts deal get done? Friday before a season
like
started?
Like Friday or Saturday.
Didn't Troy have a deal get done or somebody have
on
a deal
the
get
runway.
Done?
They were on the plane. He signed it on somebody's back.
Yeah, that's right. Watt burst into Mr. Rooney's office and said, no more, not one more minute will I sit without a deal. What's to say he's not trying to turn the screws one more time if he can between now and Sunday?
I think that's pretty much what I said, Chris. No.
Let me be very clear here. I'm saying he's doing it to try to get more money with no actual intention.
Well, you said he was just trolling fans, which I just patently disagree with. I don't think he wants to infuriate Steelers fans any more than he already has.
I don't think that he's doing this, if it's not trolling and it's really just a negotiating tactic, with any intention of actually sitting out. Now, he might hope that the Steelers look at it and infer differently. I just think it could be the Hail Mary. I'm going to try one more time to plant the seed that I'm this disgruntled, and hopefully they buy it and send me $5 million up front.
Here's the other thing. What if he doesn't play, and what if they look great? What if they look great in his absence? What if Y.A. Black is the player that you think he'll be, Pony?
Then I think he ends it immediately and just is like, well, I lost. I think at that point he'd come back and say, hey, will you not like... find me anything for missing the game, and they'd probably say yes, you just don't get a game check.
For the record, I think if they looked great, by the way, without him, and he came back, I think fans would still hold it against
him. Oh, so do I.
But that damage would be done.
So do I, but then I think if he started to play well again, it would kind of be forgotten about rather quickly.
But not sure I agree with that. I think some people are going to hold it against him no matter
what. The real calculus in his head. If he sits out this game, do they have the balls to start like really screwing with the relationship with him and chasing his signing bonus money? If they don't, and he can like only sacrifice $70,000, which is all his technical game check is for this game, maybe he might do it. If that's really all he has to risk, if his agent's telling him the Steelers don't actually have the guts to like really take you. Because with Jones, the Chiefs just said, yeah, all those fines and stuff you've accrued, we're going to pretend like that never happened, which happens all the time with holdouts. So I don't know. Maybe this gets ugly. Maybe it just all goes away. But it's not over yet. That's what I'm saying. We're days away from kickoff now, and this is not in the past. For all we know, it might be going on with Boswell too, but nobody ever talks to that guy because apparently all he does is play golf before the season starts.
Hope he had fewer putts in his round.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Today than I did.
Certainly expecting Cam to play. Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of Latrobe, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
Fan Outline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Maybe it will be nothing and Hayward plays. If he does and he doesn't get any new money or anything like that, my God, was it a waste of time and energy on his part to have the word get out that he was angling for another contract, have to give, in his own words, an argument in front of reporters and fans for why he thought he deserved more money. If it doesn't happen and he just plays week one, like, man, you get nothing for pissing off a lot of your fans, including somebody who might work here with a bald head who walked in here and is pulling up quotes from Hayward from 2018.
That wasn't fan Craig. That was management Craig. That was the Craig who thought we all should have been working 16 hours yesterday on Labor Day.
I mean, just put yourself in that situation. Like, your job is dependent on, in his case, fans, you know, in the future when he does his podcast and everything, is dependent on them liking you and feeling somewhat loyal to you.
Are you sure it's that dependent on Steelers fans locally? You're positive.
Who else would, no offense to him, who else would just subscribe to his podcast? Ohio State fans, maybe? I guess there's them.
You start putting it out there enough and get enough traction with just NFL circles. He's a big name.
How long has he been doing it for?
At worst, going to be a fringe Hall of Famer, if not in.
How long has he been doing it for?
I have no idea. I don't listen to that many podcasts by athletes.
Exactly. There you go.
I make sure I listen to the stuff that the pros do, you.
Has he gone viral or has he gotten picked up for anything he has said other than the Steelers?
No, maybe he needs Connor to get engaged to like Sabrina Carpenter or something. That would help.
His podcast popularity is going to be due in large part to Steelers fans.
And he's going to have a pretty limited scope of people that he can
talk to. Not necessarily.
So Steelers, I mean, is it Steelers fans low? I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole.
I mean, look at Roethlisberger's YouTube page. He's got huge sponsors. He does giant numbers. I don't think Jaguars fans are watching it. It's Steelers fans who still like the guy and care about what he has to say.
He's a quarterback. I feel like that's different.
Chris, it's like after the Cowboys, maybe the second biggest fan base in the entire NFL. If he's probably better off not talking about anything but the Steelers. It's called not just football. It should be called only Steelers. That would be a second piece of advice for him.
That would be even more boring if he was just given bland takes on his own team. Mike Tomlin saying he has no reservations about Cam's readiness tells me that he has no reservations about his emotional and mental readiness to play, too. It's not just physical. He tried to answer it like it was a physical question, but if you say you have no reservations about the player's readiness and you know your expectation that he plays, then you have to be saying, implying mentally you think he's in a place where he's going to play, or else he's making you look kind of like a dummy and like a guy who's not in touch with his most tenured and frankly, last year, his best overall player.
Probably. I think Mike's trying to stay out of it and just like...
Then why even say that? Because he tipped his hand that he expects him to play. That is not saying he will play, but that is saying I, the head coach, the final boss here, the last person with a say, because I don't even count Art Rooney in this, when it comes to on-field stuff, expects him to play. That's not staying out of it. He's not Switzerland with that line.
Here is Ron on the Fan. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, I said this to you guys once before. If you pay money forward to him, say it's $14 million and you pay him $7 million.
Yeah.
Is he going to play for $7 million next year? No, he's going to want more next year.
Yes.
Yeah, if you front him more money and he's really good again, you're basically writing a new contract after this year.
Correct. So that's why they're probably going to stand pat and say, hey, man, 2 years out, we don't do this. But my other thing is, he has made himself, absolutely made himself by his own hand, a bad guy in this town.
So you
unbelievable,
look,
too. I've met him personally. I know he's a good guy.
I was going to say, but do you think he's turned in, like, after being here since 2011 and winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, do you think he's gone from a good guy to a bad guy in the last month?
I mean, in the context of what he's doing now. Now, he's hurting the fans by doing this, right? Because we need him on the field. So he's choosing to do this, and his flippantness in communicating any of this, you know,
Do you feel that he's earned more money, essentially, that he deserves more?
Doesn't sound like it.
I feel like he signed a 3-year contract. He knows how the Steelers operate.
That's not the point, though. Like, he knows how the Steelers operate. Guys, they've fronted money to guys like Antonio Brown in the past. He's coming off an all-pro first-team season, and I think his salary is like 18th among his position.
It's even worse than that.
Well, let's just say this, and I don't know if we can agree to disagree. He definitely outplayed what him and his agent agreed last year.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And if he had underplayed it, the Steelers would have cut him. And you'd have, I would assume, supported the Steelers for cutting him if he had stunk last year. You would have, because it's smart business in the NFL. You would have supported the team.
Chris, now it sounds like you're not annoyed or puzzled. It sounds like you're almost getting behind his cause now. Like,
yeah,
hey, man.
All it took was one caller calling in saying,
now it sounds like, you know what? You only play football one time. Go get as much money as you can. And if that means sitting out a game, do it. That's what I'm hearing in your voice right now.
I needed to crack my knuckles and hear from a caller who was just basically,
you've changed your mind in the span of 25 minutes on this.
Yeah. So what? Who gives a rat's ass?
Here's Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So I feel torn with this because I'm definitely a supporter of him trying to get more money. But, yeah, if he doesn't play, he's going to lose me as a Steeler fan. I'm supporting of him calling their bluff and trying to get more, but he needs to play on Sunday or he's definitely going to lose a lot of the fans going forward.
So that's like a cardinal sin for him if he misses this game and then, I don't know, comes back and plays more games with the Steelers. He's still dead to you forever?
Well, see, that's what's so hard, Pony, because being a fan, you love the team and everything else. I love Cam. I think he's a fantastic player.
I mean, Chris Jones sat out the opener against the Lions when the Lions were an up-and-coming team. They lost, and I don't think that Chiefs fans are like, you know what? We've won Super Bowls with this guy, but F that. He missed that one game against Detroit because he's a money-hungry SOB. I don't think they say that about him there.
Well, that's the difference here in Pittsburgh. I think that a lot of fans would. They're already saying it without him even missing a
game.
One
of the differences is in Kansas City when Chris Jones did that, they win the Super Bowl, and the Steelers winning a Super Bowl would be such a seismic event. Cam could probably hold people hostage, and they would be okay with it.
Good point. But what if he came back and had another all-pro season? Still not good enough? The team has to have success? The other 52 guys have to...
I mean, if he came back and had another all-pro season, he would have just continued to validate the idea that he deserved more money and everything else. But people generally, I think, understand the economics of the NFL and how these salary cap sports work, and therefore, once he signed the deal, oh, too bad, buddy, you shouldn't have signed the deal, but now you're a bargain and that's good for business. That's classic front of the name on the front, not name on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back.
You know, I don't tote last year's bags. That's just an agenda that needs to be addressed this year in 2025. Quarterback mobility and the design run game component is a component of today's game. We've done things at a lot of levels to further strengthen ourselves. The acquisition of Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black being two components of it.
2:37, time brought to you by Gina Giampietro, RE/MAX Select Realty. Mike Tomlin on the Steelers no longer needing wide receiver help coming up a little bit later on. What he said about that at his Tuesday press conference, how we feel about that. Tomlinism of the week. He went back to some old faithfuls today. Like, I don't tote last year's bags. He loves tote as a verb. He called Frank Gore once a legendary ball toter. He couldn't say runner or running back. He had to call him ball toter.
I always liked that one, though. I had a soft spot for that one.
He also had this line when talking about this time of year being so speculative with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and TJ Watt and a number of Steelers and other team stars not playing in the preseason.
None of us have seen our guys in stadium. And so I just think that that's something that we all manage this time of year. That's just the realities of this business. I think there's some speculation and some not knowing this time of year. You can hide under your desk or you can be confident. I choose to base my posture on what I've seen from a prep standpoint, and I've been really comfortable with what I've seen.
You can hide under your desk or you can be confident. We were still doing things when I was in first grade, I remember, at my school, where we would practice like nuclear bomb reaction.
Were you going to school during the height of the Cold War? Are you actually much older, and you were alive for the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I think we just had like Mr. Campanella was the principal. He was just so old.
He just liked doing
that.
The old,
I think he just
gonna run you through the old drills.
I think he budgeted during the Cold War for there to be time during the school year to do these things. And because he was on the way out retirement-wise,
they just kind of let him do
it. And the Berlin Wall had probably fallen like a couple of years before I got there. Like, we're just going to keep doing it.
I always thought that the bomb drills were kind of messed up.
No, we did.
Well, no, like messed
up. We practiced going under the desks. We practiced going into like the gym.
Sure, but if they dropped a nuke like that close to your school, going under the desks would mean you were just huddled up when you got vaporized.
Yeah, I know.
Like the whole point was just like, don't watch what's coming.
We didn't know that when we were 10 years old.
No, I disagree. I feel like even 6 or 7 year old me was like, this doesn't really make a lot of sense. What is just being underneath?
I'm sitting under this tiny desk, and so that's going to be fine. But if I were sitting up straight, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Dead?
We used to have to do that.
Not dead. My mom had to actually like do, like she talked. Like, has told me about those drills. She and my dad both grew up, like, right in the heart of that time period. I feel like I would have been nervous every day. She said they were. She said, like,
she woke up every day thinking that a bomb was going to go off?
I mean, like, there was, like, a low grade. You wonder if today's the day. That's how big it was in, like, 62 and all that.
Man.
You know, you had your Bay of Pigs, your Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, Khrushchev. My God, you want to talk about a bald guy who was really trying to make things happen.
I didn't get all the hullabaloo over the Manhattan Project movie. It didn't really do
Oppenheimer?
It for me. Yeah, with the guy that looked
that was
like
about the mutual fund.
With the guy that looked like Tyler Glasnow as the main character,
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah,
the guy who was Scarecrow in Batman.
Too long.
Also, too.
Cut
like,
it down to 2 hours, please.
Well, also too, you know what's happening? They make the bomb. It goes off.
Sure,
they
did.
Use it.
Twice.
There's no suspense there. It's not like an alternate telling of history where, in fact, they screwed up the bomb.
So, nothing totally new on the Talmudism front, going back to some of his favorites. Although, I guess the one underneath the desk is new.
So, what is the formal one? Because don't we track these every year? Don't
sure.
We like to keep
Start it with the new one. You can hide under your desk or be confident.
Okay. We'll go with that.
I feel like he used that one during the preseason,
he did.
Too.
He did, but I think it was new for 2025. And he doesn't think that everyone's paying attention to his preseason press conferences.
So, he wanted to get us all... He thought that one could be like soft launched in the preseason,
exactly.
And then he could just bring it out for real now.
Matt Cole was always great at these. He always kept a very organized tracker.
What's he doing now? The Lord's work? I think he is, right?
He was in real estate, I think he's doing some real estate work.
Good for him. 412-928-9370. And his loss was Austin's gain.
And Austin's gain was the YouTube chat's loss.
Here's Johnny in Utah. Hello, Johnny.
What's up? Hey, first of all, like, I don't think Cam's legacy will ever be ruined here. There's been a lot worse Steeler fans that have defecated all over the fans and have come back to hear his welcome on Nostalgia Night. He'll be in the Ring of Honor.
I just want to stress to you, Johnny, that I appreciate the base level of like droll cynicism in your statement, but I actually think you're probably right in the end.
But I don't think that's entirely right, though. You think Antonio Brown's going to be in the Hall of Honor someday?
Well, he probably will be, but it'll be after he's dead.
What? You think that's what it's going to take for things to be?
That's why Pete Rose got into the Hall of Fame this year?
Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame.
He's
going to
get into the Hall of Fame. Excuse me. Is going to. You know it's going to happen now because he's dead.
Anyways.
Secondly, if the Steelers have any guts at all, you know, he's kind of like, he's a mercenary at this point. He's only going to play for money or whatever. If he sits out, if he sits out and the Steelers had any guts at all, they would cut Connor on Monday and give him Connor's money.
It wouldn't be enough, though.
Why does everything come back to, like...
Oh, people really do not like Connor Hayward.
Why does everything come back to bashing his brother?
People really do not like him. He's taken over for Derek Watt.
Yeah, Derek Watt was the highest-paid fullback in the league.
5'11 tight ends, like, we couldn't find another one.
I mean, I think he's probably more of an H-back if he's anything.
He's their fourth string tight end than a good special teams player, and that annoys you?
Those are really hard to find.
No, they're not, but well, I don't
if
understand.
He wants to, if they want to play petty games, if Kim wants to give petty games, let's play some petty games then. If the Rooney's had any guts, they would let him go.
So to be clear, you think Connor is only on the team because Cam is on the team, correct?
Absolutely.
I think he got here at first because of that, but I think he's been fine since. You think he's bad at his job as a special teamer?
Dime a dozen.
Probably. Thanks, Johnny.
He's not making highest paid in the league, though,
correct,
at his position. He's making like 1-3.
What a bizarre call. Starts by saying, yeah, everything's going to get smoothed over with the guy, transitioning quickly to, you know what, cut his brother just to make him feel the pain. There's a call that contained multitudes.
It would suck to be his brother having to deal with all this.
Yeah, because you did nothing. Your only sin is that he's your brother.
And you're not as good as him. And never will be.
And my complaint with Derek Watt was that's a lot of money to spend on a guy who doesn't do much.
I mean,
you're spending
at least
peanuts on Connor Hayward.
Hayward at least will catch a pass here or there. And you're like, oh, there's Connor Hayward. Yeah, Derek Watt probably didn't like it when you called him Tito Watt.
Yeah.
One of your better lines, though, in my opinion, if I'm being honest here. I still laugh at Tito Watt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.